This is JIS News. Coming up, Council of Community Colleges launches new educational programs, JCF to expand mobile app, and NHF enrolls 38,000 new beneficiaries. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica has launched several educational programs, increasing the number offered by community colleges across the island. The new programs include criminal justice, social work, automobile repairs and engineering, and logistics management. Speaking Monday at the launch, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites commended the council for its work in providing numerous opportunities for tertiary-level studies and career advancement. The minister says these and other programs offered by community colleges are no less important or valuable than academic studies.
Academic competencies are important, but they are no higher up the hierarchy of achievement than the practical and technical skills which your community colleges offer. These are useful and beneficial programs for persons choosing a first-time career or for those who we pay insufficient attention to.
The education minister says the programs offered by community colleges are critical, while urging the council to do more in response to the demand for affordable tertiary education. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the Jamaica Constabulary Force is to expand its Stay Alert mobile application this year. The app, launched in August 2014, empowers citizens to participate in the fight against crime.
We launched in 2014 the Stay Alert app, which really allows people who have smartphones to communicate with the police, become intelligent sensors, to send a panic signal, which would be equivalent to calling 119. We have actually had discussions with the hearing challenge, the deaf community.
Yes.
And they have really said that this smartphone application is something that will revolutionize their ability to connect with the police. To contact them and let them know that they're having difficulties.
The Stay Alert app features a panic button, which will allow someone to send a distress signal to the police, and an iReport to allow persons to anonymously report suspicious or criminal activities to the National Intelligence Bureau using text messages, videos, photographs, or audio recordings. The National Health Fund, NHF, is reporting that approximately 38,000 new beneficiaries were enrolled in 2014. Chief Executive Officer of the NHF, Everton Anderson, says this figure includes over 27,500 persons who registered for the NHF card and almost 10,500 new subscribers to the Jamaica Drug for the Elderly program, JADEP. Mr. Anderson says the thrust to enroll new beneficiaries will continue in 2015.
The NHF remains committed to fulfilling our mandate, and we will work diligently to ensure that we continue to provide benefits and improve the healthcare in Jamaica. So we are happy that we continue to enroll beneficiaries to access these key benefits that help in the control of chronic illnesses, and we will continue our thrust to enroll new beneficiaries in 2015.
During the year, 217,000 NHF card beneficiaries accessed approximately $3.6 billion in subsidies to fill over 3.7 million prescription items. And five High Court judges were sworn in Monday by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. They will serve in the Court of Appeal and the Supreme Court. Mrs. Justice Almarie Sinclair Hales was appointed as Judge of the Court of Appeal. Three new judges have been appointed to act in the Supreme Court. They are Chester Stamp, Vinette Graham Allen, and Senior Resident Magistrate Lorna Shelley Williams. Former Prosecutor Kisok Leng has also been appointed as Puny Judge.
Would ask that you continue to remember as you serve that Jamaica is depending upon you to uphold the tradition of judicial excellence by discharging your responsibilities faithfully, truthfully, with justice, and also mercifully.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen addressing judges at the swearing-in ceremony at King's House. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.